3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Gang, I don't think I need to tell you this. It's hot. It is legitimately about, 98 degrees. Then you work in that whole heat index because the humidity's up around 92%. So if you are outside for any period of time, man, it's just brutal. It's like 105 degrees. You feel every second of it. You feel every degree of it. So just be aware, okay? I'm not going to beat you over the head with it, but I would be remiss if I didn't remind people to take some proper cautions on that. We had a huge success a couple of days ago. God bless him. President Trump signing on Independence Day his one big, beautiful bill. And all that the Democrats could muster in the Senate and the House were these petulant little temper tantrums. Over in the Senate, that goofy schmuck Schumer employed some sort of chicanery to officially change the name of it. Okay, well, there's something of substance, right? Who cares? And then in the House, Hakeem Jeffries wasting 9 hours of time railing against this. Thank God we had people in Congress, like Jen Kiggins, like Rob Whitman, and like my friend and my congressman, John McGuire, who's joining us right now. Congressman John McGuire. John, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Jeff Katz. It's great to be on your show. If you don't mind, I want to start off to say my thoughts and prayers with the folks in Texas that lost their lives and their families from the flooding. Two of my Navy SEAL brothers, one of them is Representative Morgan Luttrell, have been out there helping to search for the bodies and stuff. But just wanted to put them in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely. Gosh, I think most of us have been devoting a few extra moments each and every day thinking about them. Yeah, John, I appreciate that. That's very, very, very important. Let's talk about the big, beautiful bill for a second. Whatever it technically was called, it passed. And I would say, thank God it did pass.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, Trump is a once-in-a-generation politician. He does what he says he's going to do. We certainly learned that in his first term. And I say this is promises made, promises kept. I mean, as President Trump said, there's something in there for everyone. You know, the other side says it's a bill for billionaires. But, you know, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime. You know, billionaires don't care about that. But, you know, the working-class Americans do. And especially no tax on overtime. I mean, especially law enforcement. I've had so many law enforcement officers tell me that's just such a great idea. They really appreciate the no tax on overtime. But the average American is going to save up to $10,000 a year on taxes. And in my district, I've heard it's up to $14,000 in taxes a year. And I don't know about you, but for a lot of people, that's a real big deal.
I could use an extra 14 grand, you betcha. I love the idea, and you are absolutely right on. Congressman John McGuire with us. John McGuire has always stood with public safety, with law enforcement. And you're right, for law enforcement officers, for firefighters, EMTs, no tax on overtime is huge. And also, as you pointed out, no tax on tips. I don't know a millionaire or a billionaire anywhere who gives a darn about tips, but my gosh, for people in the real world, waiters, waitresses, Uber, Dash, DoorDash people, that's a gigantic win.
Yeah, you know, and you talk about law enforcement, obviously we wouldn't have a country without our men and women in law enforcement. I'm a very limited government person, but if we do anything, we need to keep our people safe. And in this one big beautiful bill, there's $150 billion for our Department of Defense, but it's also $150 billion to secure the border. And we're hiring 10,000 new ICE agents, 5,000 new customs officers, and about 3,000 new Border Patrol agents. That's almost 20,000 new officers to keep the Americans, people safe. And over the last 4 years, who knows who came across the border during those 4 years of open borders. And so we're doing everything we can to keep the American people safe.
I'm sure you saw Tom Homan the other day said we would need to physically deport 7,000 people every day of the week for the next 5 years straight to remove the people that came across the border illegally during the Biden administration. It's insanity what was done to our nation, John.
Yeah, it's terrible. And by the way, these cartels, these Trenta de Agua, the MS-13, they've been robbing, raping, and killing the American people. And, you know, obviously I went down to the southern border and was given all kinds of evidence of the cartels still actively smuggling human trafficking people and drugs. And they are manipulating 15, 16, 17-year-old American boys and girls to do that work because it's hard to prosecute a minor. And so Tom Homan is a friend of mine. He's no nonsense. He doesn't care who likes him, who doesn't. He's on a mission to keep the American people safe, and I'm a big supporter of Tom Homan.
Absolutely. Boy, he's rock solid. Let me remind everybody, Congressman John McGuire's with us, represents the 5th District in our beloved Commonwealth. So John, I have to ask you, President Trump, as you said, promises made, promises kept. He said, I'm going to secure the border. He's done that, my God, for the first time in modern history. We really have nobody coming across the border illegally. It's even crazy to think about it, but he's done that. He's got the one big beautiful bill in place now. There's one big beautiful law. He's bringing peace to the Middle East. He's eliminated Iran's nuclear weapons capabilities. So this is just the first 6 months. What the heck else is he going to do?
He's doing a lot. I got to tell you, Buddy Carter put in a bill to put him in for the a resolution, I guess, to put him in for the Nobel Peace Prize. I immediately put my name on that because I know blessed are the peacemakers. I mean, you think about Rwanda, Congo. He's pushing for peace in Gaza. He got the ceasefire in Iran, Israel. You look at Ukraine, Russia. He does not want to be a wartime president. He wants people to stop dying. Yep. And he wants to put America first. And how could you be against America first? And you think about make America great again. Who could be against that?
I wish I could get into the heads of the people that are against it. I mean, you mentioned the Nobel Peace Prize, Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu also officially nominating President Trump for that prize. You and the folks in the House nominating. It's just wonderful, wonderful. And yet we had, look, in your House, John, in the House of Representatives, you had Hakeem Jeffries for 9 hours on the floor prattling on about, I don't even know what. He doesn't like President Trump. That's what I took away from all 9 hours.
You know, I don't know if it's true, but I'm sure it's true. But J.D. Vance said that two Republicans were going to vote no, but they were so sick of hearing Hakeem Jeffries' voice, they decided to be a yes. And I'm the only, obviously I'm no better than anybody, but I'm the only Republican that stayed on the floor the entire time. As we debated this one big beautiful bill, and when it was time to debate the bill before the vote, only chairman debated the bill. I was the only Republican member of Congress that actually got to participate in the debate that wasn't a chairman, which I thought was historic because, you know, 20 years from now, we're going to remember this bill and to have been part of that debate. But I think showing up is, you know, always 90%. So by being there the entire time, it put me in a position where I could debate it. But I had to listen to Hakeem Jeffries, and I'm a pretty tough guy. But it was like fingernails on a chalkboard, to be honest.
I don't know how anybody could do it. Well, good. I'm glad you had to do it. I fortunately was able to sort of drop in and out, I think, on the television feed there. So what's next? I mean, we're seeing and hearing such great accomplishments. We've got, it seems to me, inflation moving in the right direction, and yet President Trump still facing this personal opposition, because there's no substance to it from Jerome Powell, who I think is standing in the way of getting this economy even more cooking than it is, and it's doing pretty well right now.
You know, think about his first term, how much he accomplished. Every day, every second of the day, the Democrats and these unelected bureaucrats tried to stop him, and he still accomplished more than anyone in his first term. Every president said they wanted a peace treaty in the Middle East. They got zero. President Trump got two. He's now in his second term. They're still trying everything to stop him. Imagine if they would leave him alone, let him do what he does. But I'll tell you this, one thing that's underestimated is the growth potential of this one big beautiful bill. It puts jet fuel in our economy, and we got it done early enough where by the end of the summer, all Americans are going to see the results, and you're going to say, holy cow, Trump knows what he's doing. So we got it done early enough where you're going to see the results before the midterms. But people are also not thinking about the tariffs. I believe in February, tariffs brought in about $4 billion. And if you remember, last four years, zero countries wanted to negotiate with us. Now 120-plus countries want to negotiate with us. In March, it doubled. April, it doubled again. And I believe in June, we brought in $80 to $90 billion in tariffs. And they think at this rate, he's going to bring in $3 trillion in tariffs. In addition to bringing manufacturing jobs back to our country, you know, he wants to double everybody's businesses. He wants America first, and we are setting the table to do just that.
Congressman John McGuire joining us. Congressman McGuire represents the 5th District. John, I want to pass something on to you, and I know you're busy with D.C. and all that other good stuff, but somebody in your very district who's a mutual friend, Dave Saunders, the Texas Inn, two great locations in Lynchburg, one in Harrisonburg, one up here in the Richmond area. He went in, and it was just announced today that the Texas Inn has actually cut their prices on half their menu because they heard all this hullabaloo about tariffs. They said, you know what? We are going to get everything we possibly can domestically. So that's what they did. Half of their menu now coming down in cost.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? It's great.
Yeah. So you know what? In honor of that decision, I'm going to have to go visit the Texas Inn this week.
There you go. Now, are we thinking cheesy Western or are we thinking hot dogs?
You got to get a cheesy Western.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, yeah, no, I become addicted to the hot dogs, but that's another story.
Hot dogs are good, too.
Yeah, you know what? There's nothing bad at the tea room. I'm going to leave it at that. What do you think about military benefits? Because this is another big thing. We've seen some benefits now coming to law enforcement, firefighters, etc., with the no tax on overtime, some of the other folks with no tax on tips. What else can we do to help our military folks?
Well, you know, we put a lot of money in to help our military. We put $150 billion in defense, obviously, but we gave our enlisted folks the largest pay raise they've had ever.
Excellent.
So I think, of course, you've seen with, you know, getting rid of the social experiments, the LGBTQ surgeries, all the crazy woke stuff,
yeah.
Recruitment's at an all-time high. We met all of our recruitment requirements this year, 3 to 4 months early. I went to that 150-year celebration of the U.S. Army with all the M1 tanks and soldiers and all the different uniforms from the different historic battles of our country. And people are just proud to be an American. We need more patriotism. You know, if you were on a basketball team and you hated your basketball team, you wouldn't win any games. We have a great country, and we need to teach patriotism in our country. We need more of that, more American flags. And Trump's all about the American flag, all about American exceptionalism. What a great country we have. And so, like I said, for the military, we're putting a lot of money into folks when they get out, helping them transition, helping folks with these programs to help them deal with PTSD, largest enlisted pay increase in history, and, of course, making sure they have the right weapons and training they need. God forbid they need them. They get to come home, win the fight, and come home safe.
Absolutely. John, remind everybody, for folks who are in the 5th District, they need some help. I want you to share all of the social media links. And, you know, if there's anything that you're thinking of, hey, I just got to make sure everybody hears this. Let's hear that as well.
Well, you know, one thing that's very special is I have an incredible team, and you can email them. It's at our website. It's got email, socials, everything at our website. It's mcguire.house.gov. But I want to tell you, this incredible team, you know, like the IRS might owe you $800 and you can't get them on the phone. They won't answer your email. Well, our team does constituent services, $800 here, $1,000 there. They've gotten $2,604,000 back into the pockets of the people in the 5th Congressional District. And we've only been around 6 months. So that's not too bad, just 6 months helping people.
That is not too bad at all. It's a great indication of what you're about, and I'll let everybody know. I've known you for years and friends, and you and Tracy and the whole bit, but your team is rock solid, and for a freshman to put together such a great team is a big accomplishment in itself. And don't let your head get all big, but it does speak to you that quality people said, yeah, I want to be on with Congressman McGuire. And our district, because I'm one of your constituents, our district is well served by everybody you got there.
Well, we've got a great chief of staff, Chris Hall, and no relation, but our district director is Matt Hall. He used to work for Jason Meares, and from them, we have about 18 staffers, half in D.C., half in the district. But if you need help with the IRS, if you need help with the Veterans Administration or any type of federal issue, passports, anything, reach out to our incredible team. They are really good at what they do.
McGuire.house.gov, you say?
That's right. Social Security, all those issues.
Okay. Congressman John McGuire, we love you here, and I always appreciate you making time for us, brother. Be good. We will talk again soon.
All right. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Congressman John McGuire. He's a great guy. What can I tell you? When you've known somebody for a long time, as I have with John McGuire, and you've seen him serve, and you've gotten the opportunity not just to interact with him on a professional basis. Look, it's very cool to have him on the show. No mistake about it. But it's also, it's great just to hang out, which is something I've been blessed to do throughout the years. He's exactly who you hear. There's no pretense. There's nothing phony about him. He's another one who says what he's going to do and does exactly what he says. We've got Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle-Sears. She's going to be joining us at 4:05. Really looking forward to chatting with her. The campaign is well underway. Let's hear where we're headed and the big issues. I have to think that illegal immigration is pretty doggone close to the top of the list. We'll find out. Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, just about 10 minutes from now. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.